Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 7th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitter launched TipJar, an opt-in tipping feature that will show an icon next to the follow button on a profile page, which will offer a list of supported payment services, with Twitter not taking a cut of tips. English-speaking Twitter users can now send tips on mobile, with enabling and accepting tips available to a limited group at launch. Netflix is surveying select users about features for a possible N+ project, which Netflix calls a future online space where you can learn more about the Netflix shows and things related to them. The survey asks about potential content for N+, including podcasts, user-generated playlists, how-tos, user reviews of Netflix shows, and influence on content development. The video site LiveLeak, often a host of videos featuring crime, violence, and terrorism not allowed on most mainstream video hosts, shut down after 15 years of operation. Site founder Hayden Hewitt did not provide a specific reason for the shutdown, but said maintaining the site had become a struggle. Researchers from the Maryland Cybersecurity Center presented a new type of attack against neural networks at the International Conference on Learning Representations. The researchers showed that adding small amounts of noise to a neural network's inputs could increase the computation and energy required to operate, with an attacker with limited to no information on the specific neural network able to increase energy usage 20 to 80%. Attacks designed for specific image classification networks could also easily be used against similar systems. Google expanded its broadcast feature, which previously could send a message to all smart speakers on the same Wi-Fi network. The feature is now expanded to all Android phones and iOS devices with the Google Assistant app, and messages can now be sent outside of a local network, with messages still limited to a designated Google Family group. Facebook added a push-to-talk feature to Messenger, letting users record a voice note with a single button tap. The app is also getting a swipe-to-archive feature on mobile, letting users archive messages from the inbox. Google added docking stations to its Works with Chromebook certification program, with Chrome OS 90 adding support for updating the firmware on docking stations directly. Docks from partners will arrive in the coming months, with two from Hyper already announced for August. HP announced the Elite 1800 G8 all-in-one desktop, which offers AI-based noise reduction and presence awareness for automatically locking the OS, previously available in some HP laptops. It comes in 24 and 27-inch displays, offers an optional pop-up 5-megapixel webcam with 11th-gen Intel Core processors, available in some regions later in May, although no pricing was announced. Virgin Hyperloop CEO Josh Giegel told Reuters the company predicts commercial operations as early as 2027. The company is looking to develop passenger routes in India and Saudi Arabia. Shareholders for IAC will vote on May 14th to spin off its Vimeo business into an independent company, posting Vimeo's Q1 earnings ahead of the proposed split. Overall, Vimeo reported revenue grew 57% of the year to $89.4 million. In Q1, Roku earned 54 cents per share on revenue of $574.2 million, up 79% in the year and beating analyst expectations. The company had previously projected a loss for the quarter. The company added 2.4 million new active accounts in the quarter, with streaming hours viewed up 8% in the quarter to 18.3 billion. According to a report by Flurry Analytics, roughly 11% of daily global iOS users opted into allowing apps access to their identifier for advertisers tag, part of Apple's app tracking transparency tool introduced in iOS 14.5. Most users appear to be actively opting out of tracking requests, with only 4% of surveyed users disabling the allow apps to request to track option in settings. And finally, Google reverted part of last year's redesign of the Google Photos app, adding back the sharing tab to the bottom bar of the app. Google also moved the Print Store section out of the Library tab and into the Sidebar section. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.